Now to an environmental issue that doesn't often grab headlines, the plight of the prairie dog. Millions of prairie dogs live on hundreds of thousands of acres across 10 states, not to mention Mexico and Canada. But those acres represent just 1% of the land prairie dogs used to occupy. One species, the black-tailed prairie dog, is threatened, and the federal government has asked states to develop plans for ensuring its survival. But in Nebraska and other plains states, many consider the prairie dog not an endangered species, but a pest. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Grafton, Nebraska.
Here in Nebraska, Lewis and Clark are credited with being the first white men to see prairie dogs. They're actually not dogs at all, but rodents in the squirrel family that are about the size of a large guinea pig. Today, the easternmost prairie dog town in Nebraska is a small site, only about 150 animals, near Grafton, 50 miles west of Lincoln. It's on a parcel of land owned by Doan College. Biology professor Russ Sochik has set up blinds there so his students can observe the social behavior of the colony as prairie dogs scamper from one burrow to another. Through binoculars, Sochik watches as some prairie dogs graze on the pasture. Others keep a wary eye out for visitors and predators.
Well, there's quite a few that are in what are called an alert posture, where they just stand upright on their legs and give these alarm calls. And then there are other ones that are scooting around on all fours.
On the grasslands of the Great Plains, prairie dogs play an important ecological role. Their colonies are also home to many other plants and animals, including predators like the endangered black-footed ferret. Just 80 years ago, prairie dogs inhabited 100 million acres across the plains states. One colony in Texas was 100 miles wide, 250 miles long, and contained an estimated 400 million prairie dogs. But that was before farmers and ranchers converted tens of millions of acres of prairie into farmland and pasture. Tyler Sutton is with the Conservation Alliance of the Great Plains, a Nebraska group working to develop a conservation plan for prairie dogs.
I mean, we're standing out here now on a remnant prairie dog town that's surrounded by cornfields. In the background, you can hear a combine and the train going by, and the impact of it has been that we have drastically, no matter how you count them, reduced the number of prairie dogs in the state.
Because of the decline in habitat, 4 years ago, the National Wildlife Federation petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to list the prairie dog as an endangered species. The government agency concluded that the prairie dog is indeed threatened and deserves to be listed, but that other species have a higher priority. So the Fish and Wildlife Service asked the states to develop their own conservation plans for the black-tailed prairie dog. Out of 11 states, 9 complied. Two states, Wyoming and Nebraska, so far have declined to develop prairie dog plans.
I guess I can't tell you anything why a prairie dog, what it's good for. I can tell you things that are why we don't want them. But I don't know of anything good about a prairie dog.
Connie Lapisotis is a Nebraska cattle rancher who opposes any plan protecting prairie dog habitat. He's also a member of the state's elected game commission. State officials were working on a prairie dog conservation plan when Lapisotis and other commissioners stepped in and ordered them to stop. To ranchers, prairie dogs are trouble. Lapisotis says their colonies can turn good pasture land into miniature dust bowls.
They eat the grass clear down to the bare ground. So if you don't get any moisture and you get in a drought like we got this year, those pastures will start blowing and cause blowouts all winter long, and then the blowouts are there forever.
About 10 miles outside of Broken Bow, near the center of the state, Matthew Homott ranches on 6,100 acres that have been in his family since 1883. Standing in the middle of one of two prairie dog colonies on his property, he says, like most ranchers, he's been content to let them be.
We're not out here to destroy everything that interferes with our business. There's an ecosystem here, and we've got an opportunity to take care of it. You know, what we'd like to do is be able to control them. This town's taken off over the hill. We've got neighbors over the hill, and they don't want them. And that's, we're running into those sort of issues, too, so.
By historical standards, the prairie dogs on Homont's property are tiny. The conservation plans aim to reestablish huge colonies of 5,000 acres or more. That's a difficult task in a state like Nebraska, where so much land is used for farming and ranching. Environmentalist Tyler Sutton says the battle over the prairie dog is really part of a much bigger question.
The prairie dog is clearly essential if we're going to have a healthy prairie, including a variety of different species, the mountain plover, swift foxes, Fruginous hawks, many species are intimately tied up with the fate of the prairie dog. So it's not just about prairie dogs. I mean, the conflict is between prairie and range in a certain sense.
Sutton is hopeful that eventually Nebraska will follow the lead of other states like Texas and Kansas, hardly hotbeds of environmental activism. In one sense, state conservation plans may actually be in the best interests of farmers and ranchers because they're aimed at keeping prairie dogs off the endangered species list. But first, someone will have to broker a truce between ranchers and the prairie dogs. Greg Allen, NPR News, Grafton, Nebraska.